Blog Talk Radio.
Our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you had a pretty good week. And tonight's message tonight, lonely but not alone. Lonely, but not alone. Many things in society today are couple-oriented, and you're probably very conscious and disturbed by the fact that you no longer are a part of a couple. Socially, you feel like you're an outcast. You go into a group you used to be a part of as a couple, and all of a sudden you feel so alone. This feeling of loneliness and consciousness that you are not part of a couple may cause you to avoid going into a group situation where most of other people are couples. God disagreed with the idea that three is a crowd. He reveals in his word that great strength is available when three people come together. Ecclesiastes says in 4:12, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Matthew 18:20 says, for where two or three comes together in my name, there am I with them. And it's saying also, in plain English, And I say this all the time when I'm getting when I want someone to pray with me, I always try to get more than one people, get the prayer or several of my prayer partner, because I believe in where two or three come together. In Jesus' name, there he is in the midst of it all. But getting back to the title, Lonely But Not Lonely, you should give your friends a chance and don't think that you're no longer welcome because your spouse is not with you. Let God give you the courage to go into a situation in which you feel awkward, unwanted. Now, I can tell you that when I first lost my husband, all of my friends were married. I had one girlfriend that was not, but all of my other friends, they were all married. So, you know, I didn't get invited to all of their events. Only some when they felt that they could invite me. Or there was a time that we went on vacation together. We went on spring break together with our children. I was the only parent just with my children, my son and daughter. They all had there was a father and a mother to every group that went with us except for me. But I didn't let it stop me. I went anywhere. These were good friends of mine. And the children grew up together. So I went every year with my children, and I was the only one in that group that did not have a spouse. But I didn't let that stop me. And sometimes you have to make a choice whether you want to do it or not. And many times that you don't want to be around other people that have couples. There's a father and a mother there with their children, and you're the only one. You're feeling so left out, just like I indicated at the beginning. You feel like an outcast, and many times I did. I felt very lonely, felt like an outcast because everybody else had someone, had a husband, or had a boyfriend, or had someone. But God taught me how to get through those. He gave me insight and words and comfort to get me through those times when I felt I was all alone. I'm going to also discuss some more things about feeling alone. Along with all other pain, the sense of being totally alone can press in on you. You are facing life alone now. You may feel more acutely than ever the loss of this deep and intimate connection which you shared with your spouse. Quoted by a psychologist, he indicated that there is a tremendous difference between being alone and being lonely. When you are alone, you simply have no other people around you. But when you feel no particular loss, you are lonely when other people may be around, but you feel that there is no one around to connect with you at that deep and personal level. Be completely honest about your loneliness. It is not a sin to feel lonely. Just know that you shouldn't stay in that same state of mind. Be honest with God and then pick up the phone and call a friend. Call someone that you are close to at church, spiritually, a prayer partner, or you can call me, Mary Hollis. I'm always here and available to talk, and I can tell you, I can really tell you what lonely is all about. I was not as old as I am right now. I was quite young. I was 30. I think it was 38 years old when my husband passed. And my husband was 44 at the time. And now I'm in my 60s. So I can tell you about being lonely and raising two little babies. But if the put our faith in God, he'll get us through it. Though you may feel friendless and forsaken, the Lord is always with you. He will be your refuge, and he will give you the strength to carry on if you ask him. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's coming from Psalms 46:1. But you just must give yourself time to be able to get through that feeling of being alone and lonely. I was there many times in a dark place. But you know one thing I did? I always made sure whenever I got depressed, felt lonely, I made sure that I didn't go feeling that for at least 48 hours. After 48 hours, I said, I got to get out of this. I don't want to be in this dark place anymore. So I found ways to get myself out of that place that I was in, feeling lonely and depressed. And it felt like nobody was around. In Psalms 68:6, God set the lonely in families. He led forth the prisoners with singing. It isn't God's will for us to feel lonely or alone. He has gone to great strength to include you in his family and surround you with spiritual brothers and sisters. Open your heart, and let God help you make connections with people. You will find that Christian fellowship goes greater than any relationship you've had. God wants to send your loneliness packing. Let him set you squarely in his family. Getting involved in different auxiliaries at church that you probably will enjoy, that will help that loneliness. Filling all those empty spaces, being busy. It's always important to stay busy and doing something that you enjoy as well. In Romans 8:38-39, it says, I am convinced that neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's there for us. You don't have to be alone to feel lonely. It is all about how you're connecting with those around you. Perhaps you are in a place of your life where you feel no one understands you and no one cares. And when we become lonely, we do have those feelings that comes in our minds that no one cares about us. They do care. Sometimes they don't even know how to go about comforting you or what to say to you or what to do, but they do care. This time in your life probably won't last long. You will make connection and the loneliness will pass. But until it does, remember that God has promised to always be there for us, to listen, to comfort, to encourage, and what he does too. He sends people in your midst to encourage you. You can turning a TV channel, and all of a sudden there's someone say something, and you hear that word that you needed to hear. Looking at a certain sermon, a minister or something on TV, they say exactly what you needed to hear. That is God working in the midst, giving you that comfort, encouragement that you need at that particular time. He's as close as your prayers. Just know that. And the next thing that I want to talk about, loneliness. What does loneliness hit you the hardest? When does it hit you the hardest? Think about that. Well, these are three things that I have heard that most people struggle with. Getting into bed at night. It is the biggest and loneliest bed. So far, you haven't been able to pull the cover down from over your face. Many of you have told me this is one of the biggest, hardest thing you have to deal with when it comes to loneliness. The next thing is when you are having, when you're used to having your partner and your spouse going to places together, when you go out and you see couples holding hands or even being together at a restaurant, you don't want to go to a restaurant by yourself because, you know, you see couples and you begin to get into that dark place again. So this is something that is hard and difficult for one that has lost their spouse to get used to. And that is something, it takes some time. The next thing is just 1 second. Oh, yes, going back, when you go out somewhere, you don't want to come back home. You don't want to come back to an empty house where it's so quiet and there's no one there but you. This is something else that I get a lot of comments about. Not wanting to come home. Finding different things to go shopping, just wander, go riding, or just going places, just don't want to turn that car in the direction of home because you don't want to come there to an empty house, a quiet house. This is something else that is very difficult, but it takes time. This is not something that can be solved in a day. It takes a lot of time to get used to coming home alone. But I must say to you, do not fear or try to avoid these situations. When loneliness creeps in and it seems unbearable, face the loneliness with Jesus at your side and know that this is a time of deep loneliness. Feel the loneliness and do not try to block it out. Express your emotion and then keep walking with Jesus. This is the way that you're going to be able to get through it. And most of all, it's good to have good friends or prayer partners, someone spiritual. So whenever you're down and you're feeling lonely, you can call on that person and you can talk to them, and they can encourage you to get through to the next step of your process of grieving. So, you know, these three things is something that it bothers, it has effect on people. And this seems to be the hardest part of loneliness for them. But in time, your walk with God, your belief in God will get you through it every step of the way. So, and I mentioned, I sent a Facebook message for tonight about the title of my message, Lonely But Not Alone. Yes, we can be lonely, but if we have our faith in God and depend on God, He can give us that comfort that we need to get through this. So just knowing that you are not alone, even if you can't depend on your friends, your family, or whatever, just knowing that Jesus is always there to wrap His arms around you. And you might think I'm crazy, but many times when I felt like I needed a hug, I'll just say, Jesus, I need a hug. I mean, I just need that hug from you. And some kind of way, he gives me that comfort, that he is right there with me. I feel at peace, so much at peace when I ask him to, you know, bring him within my loneliness and asking him for that comfort that he that I needed at a particular time. So try, you know, you're not crazy to do that. I do it all the time, and I do feel that peace that he gives me when I ask for it. And also what I wanted to mention, too, one of the hardest things that I dealt with, these are three things I mentioned to other people, but this is was the hardest thing for me. And up until just, I would say, the past year, I felt a difference because I asked God to please take that feeling away from me. Fridays were my worst day coming home. When I was working, I hated coming home on Friday because I was coming to an empty house. I was also coming, didn't have any place to go most of the time. Whenever I had an opportunity to get together with some friends, I did. But coming home on Friday, I'm fine on Saturday, I'm fine on Sunday, but something about that Friday evening coming home. But what I would do to fulfill that void and get rid of it, I would go and make sure I picked up my favorite food that I wanted to eat. I also had, I drank red wine from time to time, and I would pour me a nice cold glass of red wine, and I would watch a movie. Either I would get a movie or I would find something that that's already on TV, and I would sit there and enjoy the moment. Good eating, great wine, and great movie. And to me, I felt like I had it going on. But next Friday, it came. That same feeling came again, and I just repeated and repeated, and started praying God to God and said, I don't want to keep going through this. And for some reason, Friday doesn't bother me anymore. I can't wait till this Friday. You know why? Because I'm getting ready to enjoy my birthday weekend. So I'm looking for this Friday to come sooner than later. So at these things you will go through, but little by little, you'll gradually get through it. Sometimes you think it's unbearable, you'll never get through it, but you will. Just keep having faith in God. And just like the title says, that I message of my message, lonely but not alone, because God is there with you, and he will be there. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will walk with you every step of the way. I also want to mention one more scripture that I mentioned on my Facebook post. Proverbs 4, the fourth chapter, 11 through 13, it says, I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight path. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guide it well, for it's your life. Read that during your time of meditation, because God, Jesus, he will do just that, because he does it for me each and every day. And that is all I have for tonight as far as my message on loneliness, lonely but not alone. But I do have some announcements. And the first announcement is, I emailed several of you who are going on the cruise, and I will also be texting the others later after the show. I'm going to text the rest of you that do not have an email address. We're going to have a conference, free conference call tomorrow night at 9:30. We need you to be on the air just no more than about 20 minutes. It might last to 30 minutes if some if you have questions, but no more than about 20 minutes. There's some important information that we need to discuss about our cruise. Nothing, everything is going good. It's just that there's some things that we wanted to talk with you about it now before that is important before the next month. So please look at your email and then I'll be texting you the information. So it won't take long of your time. We was trying to do it earlier, but I'm going to have the travel agency, Pat Jones, on the line, and she was not available this week until that time of the night. So I hope that you will be able to tune in, call that number. I indicated a free conference call number as well as an access code, and it's very important that you either you hear that message, and if you can't, be on that call. If you can't, please call me. I would say call me by maybe sometime Friday, because the next couple of days I'm working on a project that I need to get finished. So Friday is more free for me to answer any questions regarding that free conference call. But if you can, please be on it tomorrow night at 9:30, just for no more than about 20 minutes. Just trying to give you some updates because we haven't spoken in a while. And that is one more announcement. I want you to put on your schedule, and I have to do a calling post tomorrow as well as a text as well to the next chapter members. We are having a widows and family picnic June 26th. That's Sunday, June 26th. It's going to be from 2 to 6 p.m. So you can go to church and still come to the picnic. We do want each member, a family member, anyone that's bringing a family, needs to pay $10 and each person to bring a dish. I will be getting a list of things. I'm going to need some help, so I'm going to be calling on you to help me out. Can't do this alone. But I got the information. I've reserved the park. It's going to be Flatshows Park. That's really not too far from me, right down the street from me on Flatshows. And it's a nice, small, intimate park that has a playground for children, too. And we'll have more details later regarding everything, but I'm going to be calling on individuals to help me out because I can't do it alone. So each family paying $10 and bringing a dish. And I hope that we can get as many. We want to the importance of this picnic is we see you all the time, but we never – a lot of your family members we have not met. I mean, this is really for immediate family. This is not for – all the cousins and all that. This is immediate family that we're asking for you to bring, and so we can meet and greet and get a little bit closer. We have seen some of your family at the anniversary, but we have not met you, you know, because there's many of you talk about your children, I've never seen them. So it's time for us to meet and greet and enjoy ourselves. So that is it tonight. Be blessed. Have a great week. And my birthday is Monday, May the 2nd. So send those texts and those Facebook love to me, and because I love and I enjoy my birthday every year, God's willing. I believe in birthday wishes, and I believe in having fun. So just knowing that I am welcome everything that you can send my way. Have a great week. And tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night.
for favor. Yeah. This is my sleep to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for favor.